This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said the government is ensuring that there is no price hike in petrol, diesel and even aviation turbine fuel, ATF. Speaking to media in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman said, keeping the West Asia conflict situation in mind, the Prime Minister held a meeting in which it was decided that there should be no shortage of petrol, diesel and ATF, and their prices should not be increased due to the global situation. She said the government has slashed excise duty on petrol and diesel by 10 rupees per litre for domestic consumption and decided to give support to oil marketing companies so that they can import the material and the common people do not have to face any hike. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri today said the government has chosen to shield citizens of India from the sharp rise in international crude prices amid the ongoing US-Israel-Iran war and disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz by taking a hit on its own finances rather than passing the burden on to consumers. In a social media post, the minister underlined that the government has taken a huge hit on its taxation revenues to ensure that the very high losses of oil companies, approximately 24 rupees per litre for petrol and 30 rupees per litre for diesel, are reduced at a time of sky-high international prices. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri today clarified that the rumours of a lockdown in India are completely false and there is no such proposal under consideration by the government. In a social media post, Mr. Puri noted that as the global situation remains in flux, the government is closely monitoring developments across energy supply chains and essential commodities on a real-time basis. He assured that all necessary steps are being taken to ensure uninterrupted availability of fuel, energy and other critical supplies for the citizens, asserting that India is prepared to handle emerging challenges. Meanwhile, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has also dismissed reports that suggested the government could consider a lockdown-like measure. The Finance Minister called such reports baseless and said there was no such move being considered.
Some leaders are saying there will be a lockdown, there will be shortages of LPG, shortages of diesel and so on. These are absolutely baseless, and remarks such as these coming from leaders in political domain is really worrisome. Instead of keeping people together in confidence and giving them the assurance that the central government and state governments are working together, there shall not be any lockdown.
Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said the primary concern of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is to ensure that common Indian citizens do not face difficulties in their daily lives. Speaking to the media at Parliament premises, Mr. Rijiju called the move to reduce excise duty on petrol and diesel unprecedented. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with the chief ministers of all the states through video conferencing this evening on the West Asia conflict to review state preparedness and plans. Sources said the meeting will focus on ensuring coordinated efforts in the spirit of Team India. However, the chief ministers of election-bound states will not be part of this meeting due to the enforcement of the Model Code of Conduct. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi had made a statement in both Houses of Parliament over the ongoing conflict in West Asia and explained India's position on the issue. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal led the Indian delegation at the 14th Ministerial Conference of the World Trade Organization WTO, currently underway in Cameroon. The conference, which commenced yesterday, will continue until the 29th of this month. During the ministerial conversation on foundational issues of the WTO, Mr. Goyal stressed the importance of undertaking necessary reforms through a transparent, inclusive and member-driven process. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted the urgency of UNSC reforms, streamlining peacekeeping operations and strengthening humanitarian supply chains at the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting session yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said in a social media post that he spoke about reform of global governance. In South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-20 Championship, defending champion India began their campaign with a commanding 3-0 win over Pakistan at the National Football Stadium in Malé in the Maldives yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.
Some leaders are saying they will...